The Gospel to All the World. Today this prophecy is meeting rapid fulfillment. Soon the gospel message will have been proclaimed to all nations. Men and women from every kindred, tongue, and people are being accepted in the Beloved, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. In the vision in the temple court, Isaiah was given a clear view of the character of God. The high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, had appeared before him in great majesty, yet he was made to understand the compassionate nature of his Lord. He who dwells in the high and holy place dwells with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. In beholding God, the prophet had not only been given a view of his own unworthiness, there had come to his humbled heart the assurance of forgiveness, full and free, and he had arisen a changed man. He could testify of the transformation wrought through beholding infinite love. Henceforth he longed to see erring Israel set free from the burden and penalty of sin. Why should ye be stricken any more? Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The God whose character they had misunderstood was set before them as the great healer of spiritual disease. He who had been backsliding in the way of his heart might find healing by turning to the Lord. I have seen his ways, the Lord declared, and will heal him. The prophet exalted God as creator. His message to the cities of Judah was, "Behold your God. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal?" saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number, he calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth.